listener production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with today's explainer. July 17, 2014, the day Australians were shaken to the core by an act of terrorism. As the shocking images of MH17 started to filter through on news channels, 298 people killed, including 38 Australians. The plane shot out of the sky over eastern Ukraine by a missile fired from an area near Donetsk. A number of investigations and inquiries have been held over the last several years. Overnight from The Hague in Brussels, the decision taken to suspend an international investigation. A decision that will be disappointing to almost all of us. Investigators said they had hit a wall in the investigation, largely due to Russia's refusal to cooperate. So therefore, they'll suspend it. PM Anthony Albanese speaking this morning in reaction, saying Australia will never give up the fight to have those responsible held to account.
The shooting down of MH17 was an act of terrorism that had an impact here in Australia, but on many countries as well. And we will continue to pursue these issues with every avenue at our disposal.
Now, as for those responsible, international prosecutors this morning say there are strong indications Vladimir Putin decided to supply a missile to those that downed the plane. But Andy Craig from the Joint Investigation Team has stopped short of suggesting the Russian president ordered any strike.
Intercepted conversations reveal that the decision about whether to provide military support lay with Putin. There is also specific information showing that the request to supply the separatists with heavier anti-aircraft systems was submitted to Putin and that the request was granted.
Now, Putin cannot be pursued as he's protected by immunity as a head of state, and prosecutors are careful not to implicate him or suggest he was a suspect. However, they did say that once he's no longer a head of state, under Dutch law, they are allowed to explore next steps in the investigation. But the fight for justice will continue. That's The Explainer. For more Perth news on demand, go to the Listener app.